Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to learn about golden tablets and golden doors. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kitshanu B'mitzvotav Hetzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Okay, we're going to just go to the commentary on that last bit of the Mishnah that we had there. We're in Tractate Yoma, Chapter 3, Halakha 8. If you're in your Schottenstein, we're going to be picking it back up at 25A1. If you're trying to find it in some other text, we're going to be doing the passage right before the next Mishnah occurs. So find the next mission and then kind of let your eye go up a few lines. Okay. All right. So we were talking about Queen Helena, the Adir Bene, and this gift that she gave to the temple, which was this lantern or this menorah, whatever. So now the Gemara is going to help us understand her two gifts. All right. Helena imo asta nibreshet shel zahav al pitko shel heichal. So that's just a quote from the Mishnah. So Helena, that is Moonbaz's mom, made a nibreshet. Now they're going to explain what is a nibreshet of gold over the entrance to the temple. All right. So now, what a surprise! We have two different opinions. Shock and awe. I know. Get yourself back up off the floor. So, all right. Train Omri. So we have two different Amoraim saying two different things. Chad Amar Menarta. One says it was a candelabrum, right? If you can hear the word menorah in there, right? Menarta, menorah, okay? V'charna Amar, and the other one says kunbita. The other one says it's a lantern or a snuffer or something. In other words, these are unfamiliar words, and they're sort of struggling to pin them down, all right? So, Tirgame Akilas. So, Akilas translates in his Aramaic translation, Lekavel Nivrashta, that facing the Nivrashta, and what that means is Lekavel Lamar Pas. It's facing the lantern. And that's the Aramaic translation of Daniel chapter 5, verse 5. If you've ever looked at a more traditional Chumash, and what you see is all these different commentaries, and then you have something called the Targum. The Targum is a very early translation of Tanakh, all of Hebrew scriptures, into Aramaic. And it serves as a commentary as well as a translation. So it's kind of a good go-to resource if you're looking at a word and you're just like, whoa, no idea what that one means. So since they created these translations kind of almost sort of contemporaneously, hard to pin these things down at the time, but that's actually a decent way of pinning it down. Okay, and now it talks about what we said yesterday. When the sun would shine in the morning, flashes of light would radiate from it. Nitzotzot, right? Flashing. And everybody knew that the sun had truly risen, and it was time to say the morning Shema. All right. Af hi asta So that's just quoting the Mishnah again, right? So she also made this tablet of gold on which the sota portion was written. So what exactly was written on that tablet? Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Aleph bet haya ketuv aleha. He's saying she only wrote the first letter of each word on the tablet, that she didn't spell out the whole passage. But this immediately kind of runs into a snag. V'hatane, but wait a minute, somebody else says, Kifa Shikan. She writes it the way it is. Kain Kitav Shikan. That's how it was written up on the wall. Lo me'ube velo medak. Neither wide nor narrow, ela benuni, in an average size. Some people are saying, well, it wasn't big, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe she didn't want to copy it down. It seems sacrilegious for some unknown reason or whatever. But then other people are saying, no, it's the whole thing. Frankly, I would imagine it would be the whole thing. If your whole point is to create something that goes quickly, you're going to want to give the person who's doing the officiating as much time as possible, and you can't rely on their memory, so I would imagine it was the whole thing. Now, interestingly enough, here we get a later layer of Talmud. You don't see it very often in Yerushalmi, but it does exist, that's going to try and get everybody to stay on the same page together. All right, so how does Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, reconcile all these ideas? Patarla, so he interprets it like this. Ka'alef shekan, kain alef shekan. Like the letter aleph that is here, so should the letter aleph that is there on your scroll be. So in other words, it's kind of more like the style of what you should be writing. All right? Kaveit shekan, beit shekan, that is just as the letter bet is there, the bet is here. All right? Tell me, Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Hoshaya taught a completely different thing. I love it. Kol parashat sota haita ketuv aleha. The whole thing was written out. Shemimena haya koreh umitargem. That from it the Kohen would read and write it onto the piece of parchment. Umitargem kol diktukei haparsha. And he would explain all the details of the procedure to the woman and her husband. Okay, so now we come to this wonderful story about Nicanor's golden gates. Nicanor na'asu nisim l'daltotav umaskirin oto l'shevach. Miracles were done with the doors of Nicanor, and he was remembered for good. Tane, they taught in a baraita. Nicanor was bringing these golden gates for the temple from Alexandria on the Mediterranean, as numerous shipwrecks and attest. Right, a lot of ships went down in the Mediterranean. It's not a real peaceful sea. Okay. Ma'aseh shahayuba in bisina. There was a story that they were coming from Alexandria, Egypt, to Israel on a boat. The amada leha sa'ar gadol bayam. And oh my gosh, a great storm came on them on the sea. Nat lu echad mehen vihiti luho bayam. So, in an echo of the Jonah story, they took one of these doors and pitched it overboard. Ah! Run out of time. We will pick up again here tomorrow. Bye.